You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
And this is Sky's the Limit, your weekly radio show where every week we choose a different theme, a different genre, depending on the weather and the time of year. I'm getting a bit of like weird echo on Abby's end, so I'm going to mute you for a second. I don't know why I'm getting that. Anyways, so this week it's gotten chillier. And I was saying to Abby before we started, the last like 2 hours, it's gotten quite cold. And so we're getting into a bit of rock. Thank you for all the love, I want to say, before we start on last week's episode of Sky is the Limit. We had Nick from The Wilderness on. We did a little farewell special for Kingston band The Wilderness. Abby, how did you like last week?
I very much liked it, and it was fun to be in person again in good old Kingston.
Yeah, Abby came down to Kingston. It was our first in-person show of this season of Sky's Limit. Anyways, thanks for all the love on that. But now we're back to our regularly scheduled programming. Anyways, there's been a lot of great new rock music out. There's been a lot of new music out. Are you also overwhelmed?
Yes, I am. I'm actually like looking at my music right now when Skylar, in case there was an issue. So I'm looking through all the things that are happening. And yes,
there's a lot of new music out and a lot of stuff that I've been listening to recently. A lot of new stuff that I've been listening to is what I'm going to group into what I'm calling eclectic rock. Now, this is a wide sort of genre title, maybe I'll call it, for this week. But it's basically like rock that features a lot of instruments that are not maybe necessarily in rock, but then also rock that gets quite dense, like wall of sound. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
for that sure. Description makes sense. Maybe. I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, I think it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with a bunch of new music at the top of the show, and then we'll get into some older sort of classics in this genre, I would say, maybe. Our first song is from the Mountain Goats from their upcoming album, Through This Fire, Across from Peter Balkan. I've become a big Mountain Goats fan over the past couple of years, and they're sort of notorious for putting out about 35 albums. And so you get a new Mountain Goats album about every 2 years. Anyways, very excited for this upcoming album. But this song features a person. First person to text either Abby or I or DM us on Instagram at Sky's the Limit CFRC who you hear in this song gets a special shout out. The Mountain Goats here, Cold at Night.
Only rise and fall as the angles allow. Finally make a break for the surface. Breathe in the sweet air of the here and now. Fully present at the second birth. Well, the first thing you learn is how strong you can be if you have to. And the next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night. Let the waves break where they have to break. Let the people make ready to approach the throne. Gonna stumble along the way. One is gonna go up alone. Fire's gathering on a distant peak. Let me get some sleep before I speak. Well, the first thing you learn is how far you can go with no gas in the tank. And the next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night. Lightly roll. But this much I know. First thing you learn will be the last thing to go. Mm-hmm. at the tide pools. Pitch a camp as close as we can to shore. Nobody thought to carry a compass. It's not the 19th century anymore. On the third day you said you felt sick. I could hear the clock tick. Well, the first thing you learn is that there's always a clock ticking somewhere. And the next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night. Well, the first thing you learn is how strong you can be if you have to. So strong. And the next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night.
The next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night.
And the next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night.
Geese there with Husbands, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, playing eclectic rock today. That's from the new Geese album, Getting Killed. I just said to Abby off air, I hate when men on the internet are correct. Because all the, like, music men on the internet are like, the new Geese album is really good. And then I was like, it's Abby, actually, who introduced me to Geese. And then I listened to the Cameron Winter album earlier this year, and that was good. I think I like this album better than the Cameron Winter album, though.
Yeah, I just haven't listened to this one enough, but I also like it. Yeah.
I've listened to this one more than the Cameron Winter album already. So
well, there you go.
But I think it just fits so well with this time of year, and especially
that. I was just going to say that.
Yeah, that exact thing. That song, too. And that song is what inspired this show today, because I was like, it fits so well with fall. And then I was like, I don't know, eclectic rock feels really fall to me, and we didn't do this last year. Before I played the first song, the Mountain Goat song, Cold at Night, I said first person to DM us or text us who features on this song gets a shout out, and zero people did. And I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed, really.
For the fans that are listening that didn't text, I didn't know either.
You didn't listen hard enough. Fun fact. Okay, who features on the backing vocals in verse 2 of Cold at Night by the Mountain Goats? Say it together with me, everybody. Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's right. Alexander Hamilton himself features on that song. I'm not a Lin-Manuel Miranda fan. I just think it's funny that he's on that song. And him and John Darnielle sound so similar. It is hard to tell that that's Lin-Manuel Miranda, other than the fact that I listen to so much Mountain Goats music and am so traumatized by people playing the Hamilton soundtrack in elementary school that when I was hearing that song, I genuinely got, like, jump scared.
Jump scared by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Who doesn't get jump scared by
that? Yeah, I was going to say, happens to all of us.
Yeah. Anyways, that's who features on that song. The Geese album is good. Anything else?
No, let's keep on keeping on.
Good. I don't like when men are right. We're going to keep going with some more new music from an album that is honestly, hey, devastating and maybe the saddest album I've heard all year, by Bright Eyes, featuring Hooray for the Riff Raff. This is Dyslexic Palindrome.
Baseball bat to the back of your neck, and now you're nodding. Yes, 'cause they won't take no for an answer these days. There's a miracle drug for the disengaged age. If the madmen say it's all thank you.
Tourists stumble down Broadway. Cumberland keeps claiming bodies. All our best memories were bought and then turned into apartments. The club with all the hardcore shows, now just a grayscale domino. The churches overflow each Sunday, greedy Sunday morning.
Williams there, true believer. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is from Hayley Williams' new album, Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. I have not been able to stop listening to this album over the past week or so, I want to say. Have you gave it a listen?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I also like it. I think Hayley Williams is very relevant right now and was very relevant, but also is very relevant, and I'm glad that she's, I don't know, just by listening to it, she's making things with intention.
Yeah.
And that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like it. It's my favorite solo work of hers ever. They all came out as individual singles, first released on her website and then released onto streaming. And I get overwhelmed with singles. I don't like them. Put them into an album for me. I have too much music to listen to. I can't deal with 17 different things just being put in my library. So I didn't listen to any of them except for Mirtazapine when they all came out. It wasn't until the album itself came out. And then I started listening to all of them. For those who are interested, who have also listened, my top favorites right now are Glum, Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party, True Believer, and of course, Parachute, the crash out song of right now. But yeah, I don't know. Lovely album. Love it. Mm-hmm. I think Hayley Williams is brilliant. And I think that, I don't know, I don't want to spread misinformation too much, but there's like trouble in Paramore right now. I think that, I mean, Paramore, she said, is not going anywhere, but she can stand on her own. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need those boys. And it's the highest rated album from a female pop star of this year on Metacritic. Nice.
That's great.
People like it. I don't know. The next song is from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And Abby told me a fun fact about them.
Yeah. Do you want me to
share?
Yeah,
go for your fun fact.
On October 8th, but I just read about it a couple days ago, Rolling Stone released a new list. And the list is the 250 greatest songs of the 21st century so far. 25 years of classic hits from all over the musical map and every corner of the globe. But the reason why I'm bringing it up, you should go look at the list if you'd like. It's always fun to read these things and either completely disagree or agree with them. Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs was number two, was rated number two.
Wait,
on this list.
They don't love you like I love you.
And just because I know you're crazy. Wondering... Number one is Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott. So,
which is my number one song of all time.
But yeah, well, there you go, Skylar. But it's cool. We were just talking about it. There's like all kinds of things because they talk about in the little article prefacing the list, they considered the like whole experience of the 21st century, all the way back to buying CDs, to taking stuff off of Napster and finding things on MySpace, to getting an iPod, to streaming, and then now vinyl coming back. They talked about considering all of that when putting this list together. So yeah. Pretty interesting.
I will say I do really like this list and I want to listen to the playlist after. But I was quickly looking through it during the break and I said to Abby, number 86 is Vroom Vroom by Charlie XCX. And I said, you know, a list is like has viability if Vroom Vroom is on it, because I think that's one of the best songs ever made. So there you go. It has my seal of approval. Also, I'm still scrolling down. 66, Wilco, Impossible Germany. 63, Paramore, still into you, speaking of Miss Hayley Williams. Then we go 62, Solange, Cranes in the Sky. And then 61, Bob Dylan, Things Have Changed. It's really...
it's like all over.
It's all over the map, but I really like it. And
there's also old... like all genres, which is what we were talking about. Like there is rock, but there's punk, there's pop, there's reggae, there's K-pop, there's country, there's like everything. There's emo. They even said that.
What was it in the 90s? I think it was 96. My Chemical Romance, Welcome to the Black Parade.
Yeah. And so. Fall Out Boy too.
Yeah. Sugar, we're going down. I just, 34, Lord Ribs. I'm scrolling through.
Good song. Good song.
I'm scrolling through at such a crazy speed right now. Mr. Brightside, number 26. And just seeing what... Yeah, 23, Pink Pony Club. Wow. What a list. Hotline Bling at number 17 is insane.
I'm looking at... I'm up in the 50s and 40s right now. Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe, is number 42.
I agree with that. Let's, for the listeners out there, I'm going to say the top 10. So number 10, Frank Ocean, Thinking About You. Fully agree. One of his best songs. 9, Britney Spears, Toxic. 8, Radiohead, Idiotic. 7, Kendrick Lamar, All Right. 6, Robin, Dancing on My Own. Goated pick.
That's my favorite pop song.
5, Taylor Swift, All Too Well. 4, White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. 3, Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Crazy in Love. 2, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Maps. And 1, Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On. It's an interesting list. That's it. Thank you, Rolling Stone. So we're going to continue on now with some older-ish music. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs featuring Perfume Genius here, Spitting Off the Edge of the World.
Cowards, fears of the
Twins there with Heaven or Las Vegas, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're playing some eclectic rock today, or at least what I have called eclectic rock. I like listening to Cocteau Twins because I don't like to listen to lyrics most of the time anyways. So if you're new to Cocteau Twins, they speak a language that I have now just learned is called glossolalia. Glossolalia, maybe? They're not actual words, so don't worry if you thought you were having like a stroke or something. You're most likely not. But if you have any other symptoms, please do get that checked out. But I don't know. I think that Heaven or Las Vegas is one of the best albums ever released.
Mm-hmm.
And it has zero lyrics. It's just Elizabeth Fraser doing a lot of that. It's my like lock-in album as of the last couple of years. Do you have any of those?
Okay. Weird one, but my lock-in album for the last couple of years is the soundtrack to Brokeback Mountain. I don't know why. I put it on one time when I need to get something done.
It would be.
And I don't know why. I think it's because it's not all just like, not just the score, like the soundtrack itself. So it's a mix of like, it's all pretty much country music, but country music and then like instrumentals.
Yeah.
And, but I was going to say the type of instrumentals, you know, very on the on the range, out on the range, in the mountains.
Yeah.
But yeah, so not really an album, but still an album.
It counts. I would say I have a lot of different lock-in albums. I should have been more specific. This is my like late night, like research or putting together a slide deck or like doing like something sort of artistic. Right. I can't listen to music when writing ever, but this is like if I'm really locked in on doing like a project or something, this is what I listen to. And I think the fact that it has singing but she doesn't actually say anything, I think that's what really makes it for me. We're gonna go back to some newer music from an album that came out a bit ago now, Double Infinity by Big Thief, featuring Laraji. This is Grandmother.
Tell me about the lady. It's been strange dancing at the bar, kissing in our car, standing in the stage. Knowing soon there'll be no bar, no car.
To rock and roll. Thank you. there's nothing to say.
There with Your Ex-Lover Is Dead, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, playing some eclectic rock tonight. Can I say something maybe controversial, Abby?
What, well, do you ever refrain?
No. that might be my favorite Stars song.
Yeah, I think that's probably my favorite, too. I really like that one.
Okay, I'm glad
you
agree.
Have you played it before? I feel like when we did that alternative Canadian show, I thought we talked about this song.
I think we maybe talked about it, but we didn't play it. We've played a lot from the Set Yourself on Fire album. We played Ageless Beauty. I know that for sure.
Right.
And that's most people's, I would say, favorite Stars song is Ageless Beauty. Maybe I'm incorrect, though. Maybe more people like Your Ex-Lover Is Dead than I remember, but it's so beautiful. I don't know. And it's so
Your Ex-Lover Is Dead is their second most popular song on Apple Music.
Wow. Okay, so it's less controversial than I thought. Okay, never mind.
Well, or it's this thing, though, that happens, right, that we see happen especially on streaming services now, where if something blows up in a movie or on social media, it becomes more popular because then people go and listen to it, or it gets streams on a soundtrack or on a playlist, and so then it suddenly just jumps to the top of that artist's most popular discography, even if it hasn't been the most popular ever in their career. Right,
that's true. I haven't heard it anywhere, I don't think, yet. Me,
I don't
personally
think so either, but that's why me either, but you never know, right? Watch it be a trend on YouTube or on TikTok or something that we didn't realize.
That's true.
Either way, I also like that song, so thank you for sharing your take.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't know, I just think the strings arrangement is so beautiful. It's one of those songs that it's like it was 100% made in 2004. Like, you listen to it and you're like, this was early 2000s, like, you know, like Death Cab, Arcade Fire era. But then you're like, it's still good. It's not one of those songs that you're like, ew, this sounds like 2004.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they did, I don't know. What a fantastic album. That album just had its 20th anniversary.
It did. Yes, I'm just looking at them now. 20th anniversary.
Of Set Yourself.
2004.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Of Set Yourself on Fire. Another album that got a 20th anniversary is Panic! The Disco Is a Fever You Can't Sweat Out.
Wow.
That box set was released 2 days ago. They've now officially released their Live in Denver set on streaming, which is, for any emos out there, that is like the set that you watch on YouTube. Like, I remember hearing my first Panic of the Disco song when I was younger, then going to YouTube and basically straight away watching the Live in Denver set. So it was a very important 20th anniversary for emos everywhere.
Isn't the let me see something. See, now that I have a computer in front of me, I can go to things. Sorry. I'm looking up. I don't want to be wrong.
Super specific. I was fact checking. I just spread misinformation on air. Can you fact check?
Oh, no, 2003. Oh. I was going to say, isn't the Fever to Tell also from 2004, but it's from 2003 by the Ya-Ya-Ya's.
Oh.
Fever to Tell with Maps is from 2003. So I was just thinking about other albums from that era.
Also with the name Fever. Strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's why I started thinking about it.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, that brings us to the end of our eclectic rock Night to Night. And we have one more song, but the song's short. It's only 3 minutes long. Next week, Abby's week, we have Halloween. Do you want to give any tastes of anything?
I don't know. I think I like the Halloween show because I want to do something similar to last year, which is similar to what we did at Christmas as well, where there will be some obvious, like, these are Halloween hits, but also some songs to sort of discuss of, is this considered a Halloween song?
Yeah.
Is it not? Is it, you know, when we put it on a playlist like this, do you realize it's kind of spooky? So mm-hmm. I'm doing my work right now of scanning through all of my music to figure out what I want to put together to make a Halloween show and maybe inspire some additions to your own Halloween playlist or your Halloween party playlist or your Halloween movie night playlist or whatever.
Yeah, I'm excited. The Halloween show has become a Skylar doesn't really like Halloween. Let's try to convince them to like Halloween music.
Yeah, but like last year was fun because I got to show Skylar like Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great song, which doesn't even necessarily have to be a Halloween song. But and we also got to play the brand new track by Elliot Brood. Remember their cover of Ghostbusters? So don't worry, I'm going to search High and Low for something like that again.
Can we play that again just to hit our CanCon?
Yeah. We'll see. Let's see what I come up with. You never know.
Is Say Halloween Canadian? Can we play?
I think we talked about this last year.
Say Halloween.
Yeah, we definitely talked about this last year.
Can we play it to hit
Say
our CanCon?
Halloween is from 1983.
Okay, I don't care. Was it recorded in Canada by a Canadian artist?
I don't know. If I do remember, I don't want to spread misinformation.
Anyways, if we're running low on CanCon, we might play Say Halloween. And then the week after, I might switch it up a bit and I might do an ambient show. And by I might, I mean I have a playlist put together and it's intriguing me. Mm. I don't know how many people would actually be interested in it, but we both listen to a lot of ambient music and it's something that I've never really played on the radio before other than maybe a few tracks on my electronic music show a few years ago, but I don't even think I did then because I was playing mostly dance stuff. So exciting things to come on Sky's the Limit. Exciting being Halloween music for your Halloween party playlist, and then Skylar's ambient night where I'm gonna make us all listen to 13 minute long tracks. Abby has their research face on right now on the FaceTime.
I'm reading about it. I think so, because it was written by a teacher in Halifax, Nova Scotia. So
okay.
I think it's CanCon.
Perfect. That hits CanCon for me then. Love it. Great. So tune in next week for a Halloween playlist that will be Say Halloween for the entire hour, just repeated over and over again.
Okay, I have to say something really quickly. You know what this reminds me of? Has anyone else seen that interview that Hozier did where he talked about they asked him what his favorite song he ever wrote was and his best song, and he just kept saying Monster Mash over and over again, and he's like, he kept bringing it back, and you would think he would let the bit go, and then like the next question, like 5 minutes later, he'd say like, oh, what is your best love song? And he's like, well, I have to say Monster Mash. And well, so anyways,
okay, tune in next week to also hear Monster Mash by Hozier.
We're
gonna finish off this week though with a very dense song, very eclectic to me. Always Here, Belinda Says.
Hey, Cher. I think you're pretty funny.
I think you're pretty funny, too, Tara.
Well, that's good, because, you know, 30 Years of Nonsense is a great show, and we do it every Thursday from 4 to 5.
We absolutely do, and people can listen in at CFRC 101.9 or CFRC.ca.
Yeah, and we play basically all of our music from the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and current in all different genres.
And we share all of our nonsense and memories. I really hope people listen in.
Me too. See you there.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca.